I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. Research has emerged showing benefits for regular coffee drinkers, but particularly advantages were found for the individuals of 45 and older. Among those aged 45 and over, every 2 cups of daily coffee lowered the risk of dying during the study period by 30%. No such association was seen in younger adults. The study also noted a 22% decreased risk of all-cause mortality when study participants who drank 4 cups a day added 2 additional cups of coffee per day to their regimen. A new randomized controlled trial reported significant improvements to sleep quality following administration of the black cumin oil extract BCO-5 over a week-long period in healthy adults. A 2023 study found Fusobacterium could be linked to the development of endometriitis, which is a proliferation of uterine endometrial tissue in areas of the abdomen outside the uterus. The condition causes pain, heavy and irregular periods, fatigue, and gastrointestinal symptoms during a menstrual period, such as diarrhea, constipation, and pain with urination or bowel movement. Certain species of Fusobacterium are commonly found in the human gut and oral flora, but infections with other invasive species have been linked to life-threatening abscesses and sepsis. Endometriosis places women at an increased risk of other health problems, including infertility, cancer, cutaneous melanoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, autoimmune diseases, cardiovascular diseases, asthma, obesity, migraine headaches, and irritable bowel syndrome. Women can take several steps to reduce the risk of developing endometriosis or help reduce the symptoms, including avoid endocrine-disrupting chemicals as the condition is hormone-dependent, avoiding sugar to reduce inflammation and pain, and consider taking NAC, N-acetylcysteine, NAC, chasteberry, and melatonin, which may help reduce symptoms. Extracts from olive leaves demonstrate antioxidant properties on human cells and may offer greater protection against oxidative damage, according to a recent study. Increased dietary intake of vitamin B1 has been linked to better cognitive function in individuals aged over 60, according to a cross-sectional observational study by academics in China. Probiotic supplementation has been shown to increase stool frequency in adults suffering from constipation. New findings from a meta-analysis conducted by Chinese researchers have shown. Most people live in constant fight or flight mode and find it hard to relax. The supplement GABA indirectly helps promote relaxation and stress reduction. Glutamate is the primary excitatory neurotransmitter and GABA the main inhibitory neurotransmitter. These two are always working in conjunction with each other to maintain a balance. Glutamate converts into GABA in your brain. If you have trouble converting glutamate into GABA, you have excitatory-like symptoms, underlying factors that can prevent the efficient conversion of glutamate to GABA are infections and chronic stress. Mentally, GABA deficiency is associated with anxiety and fear, depression, short tempers, phobias, impulsiveness, disorganization, addictions, schizophrenia, and OCD. The physical amounts of a GABA deficiency are IBS, diarrhea, hypertension, tinnitus, chronic pain, migraines, allergies, frequent urination, flushing, sweating, salt cravings, and muscle tension. Supplements that help raise GABA include GABA itself or kava, valerian root, and CBD. Other ways to increase GABA include exercise and things like meditation, mindfulness, breathing exercises, and yoga. Tylenol, Excedrin, Calpol, and Panadol overdose is one of the leading causes of liver injury in the U.S. and some parts of Europe. But magnesium may offer some protection. In a study on mice, oral magnesium stimulated metabolism of gut bacteria, which helped to stop liver disease from the drugs. Every 100 milligram increase in magnesium intake is linked with a 49% decrease in mortality risk from liver disease. Plus, NAC, N-acetylcysteine, it also protects against liver damage in cases of Tylenol, Excedrin, Calpol, or Panadol overdose. Broccoli is well known for its chemoprotective properties. Research shows this cruciferous vegetable can be very helpful in the treatment of colitis and leaky gut. Leaky gut occurs when gaps develop between the cells making up the membrane lining of your intestinal wall. These gaps allow substances that should be confined to your digestive tract to enter into your bloodstream. When you eat broccoli, a compound helps your gut lining, boosts immune function, and improves the balance of your gut microbiome. To achieve this healing effect, you need to eat about 3.5 cups of broccoli per day. However, you can obtain an equivalent amount needed from a single cup of Brussels sprouts. Broccoli also has many other health benefits, boosting mitochondrial health and energy metabolism and protecting against obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, neurodegenerative diseases, and cancer. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. Wesco Inc. mini no-bake cookies for undeclared peanut. Kalo Foods single slices of carrot cake and chocolate cake for undeclared soy. La Fiesta Food Products ground cinnamon for lead. Raja Foods LLC Swad cinnamon powder for lead. Stonewall Kitchen gluten-free cinnamon sugar donut mix for undeclared wheat. El Chilar Rodriguez ground cinnamon for lead. Suzy Ku Aji Mori Chili Mommy Sauce for botulism. Kelowna Markham ground cinnamon and Supreme traditional ground cinnamon for lead. Somme Partners is recalling 35,430 pounds of Johnsville turkey kielbasa sausage for pieces of rubber. Jen's Breakfast Burritos is recalling 144 pounds of breakfast burritos for Listeria monocytogens. Synergy Flavors, Inc., natural and art hazelnut type flavor for CGMP deviations. Castle Importing Inc. Classic Castle brand shredded three cheese blend and their crumbled Cotija Listeria monocytogens. T. Marzotti Company's Chick-fil Polynesian sauce for undeclared wheat and soy. The Fiero Group, Rico Brand's chicken enchilada with moly rice and beans, and their chicken enchilada with rice and beans green, and two other products for Listeria monocytogens. L. Quinn, Inc., vegetarian pia cake red bean durian, and 11 other products for undeclared egg. Woolery Enterprises, Will's Fresh Foods street corn salad for Listeria monocytogens. Taylor Fresh Foods, cold case roasted street corn salad and their market side bacon ranch crunch chopped salad kit for Listeria monocytogens. FGP Manufacturing, Frios, Gourmet Pops, Fruity Pebbles, Popsicle, and two other products for undeclared food dye, eggs, or sulfites. Bakery by Frothy Monkey, spinach and feta croissant, and three other products for metal fragments. Summer Fresh, Wegmans, harissa hummus topped with harissa for undeclared sesame. Rong Xing Trading, Lian Sheng dried plum and their dried tangerine plum for undeclared sulfides. Zhang Jiang Golden Owl dried mango for undeclared sulfites. Contract Pharmaceuticals Limited Canada, clindamycin phosphate topical solution all dosages for defective container. Eugia US LLC methylprednisone acetate injectable for dissolution failure. Statsen Pharmaceuticals Mercatoprene tablets for dissolution failure. And that's it for this week's Health Super Segment. This is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's Super Segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.